This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9. Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
It's time for All Natural here on the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9. There's been that oil spill off the coast of WA, and to speak to us about it from the WWF, it's their conservation director, Dr. Jilly Llewellyn. Thank you very much for your time today.
Yes, good morning, Adam.
Now, I believe you've actually been over there. Can you paint a bit of a picture of what's happened?
Yes, look, the oil started spilling back in August 21st from a rig that was out in the Timor Sea. It's actually in a very remote area, about 150 kilometres off the coast of the Kimberley. And, you know, after a month with oil still flowing out at, you know, hundreds of barrels a day, we decided to take a boat out there and have a look for ourselves, what it's like out there, what marine creatures are in and around the area. And we found it was an amazing part of the world. It's sort of teeming with life. There were pods of dolphins, common dolphins, bottlenose dolphins around the boat. You know, there were seabirds passing through, sea snakes sticking their heads up, you know, as little ocean hunters, and sea turtles. But there was also literally a sea of oil on the water, and it painted a really grim picture of what the impact of this is going to be on that area.
So what impact is it having on the environment?
Well, look, there's been two surveys, ours and the government report, and a government trip, and we've been literally seeing hundreds, if you sort of then look at the area that's been affected in the 2 months that the oil was flowing out there. They capped it just over a week ago. But that's painting a picture of you know, hundreds if not thousands of animals at risk of contamination of oil. And there's been reports of dead birds on the Ashmore Reef, and the government survey, actually one of the birds that they saw in the oil slick died when it was on the boat. So, you know, we're getting a snapshot of an area teeming with life, but of a massive oil spill, one of the largest in Australian history, that's been sitting out there and will have been contaminating a huge amount of wildlife.
Jilly, as the conservation director, you're one of the very few people who personally go out there and see what was going on. What exactly is being done?
Well, right now, the first part of the operation to try to stop what's, you know, unfolding to be a major natural disaster was to stop the flow of oil. And thankfully, that happened a week last Sunday. But there was a fire, very dramatic. I mean, you may have seen the pictures in the media of almost a rig with a fireball on top of it. That's now being put out, but they've now got a very damaged facility. So whilst they've stopped the flow, they haven't really, you know, done the equivalent of putting the cork in the bottle and secured it for good, and they're clearly trying to figure out how to get back on the platform and do that final stage. And we're getting reports of now some of the remaining patches of oil. Yesterday there was talk about it coming closer to the Kimberley coast in an area they call the Holothurian Banks, which has got kind of a community of sea cucumbers and you know, really unusual types of green algae, and they're sending boats out there to try to actually kind of take the surface slick off the surface, so reducing the risk.
Jilly, I know there's a number of agents, or I'm hoping there's a number of agencies that have been involved as well as the WWF. Is there anything that the listener can do to help out in this situation?
Well, look, I think, you know, there's a long list of agencies involved, from the Maritime Safety Authority to, you know, the petroleum agencies to the Department of Wildlife. Mm. But I think, you know, one thing this does shine kind of a clear spotlight on is this is an amazing part of the world. It is rich in marine wildlife. Currently, less than 1% of it's actually, you know, has formal protection in systems of marine parks. So in the long term, I think we need to, you know, I think the listeners and the Australian public should be calling for us to kind of play catch-up on conservation and support a call for, you know, creating sanctuaries for some of our marine wildlife. So they have a, you know, they have their places set aside as well as places for industry and activities like oil and gas.
Definitely. Dr. De Leeuwen, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Our pleasure to talk to you, Adam.
That is the Conservation Director from the WWF, Dr. Jilly Llewellyn, telling us about that oil spill that did happen off the coast. Of course, if you'd like to keep up to date with what is happening with the WWF, just go to wwf.org.au. Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9. Hump Day Crew Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.